All right, we're going to wrap up our media availabilities for today's Can-Am 500 here at Phoenix Raceway. We are joined by our race-winning team, the number 20 Circle K Toyota. We have crew chief Jason Ratcliffe, driver in the middle Matt Kenseth, and then coach Joe Gibbs, the car owner. Gentlemen, we're just going to let each of you guys talk about the finish of the race there and what this win means for you. And we'll start down there at the end with you, Jason.
Well, I mean, it means the world to me. I think, for us, we've been really close this season and just hadn't quite been able to put it all together and close the deal. Knowing that the situation where, Matt's going to go into a different season in his life, maybe in a few weeks, we were hoping that, hey, if we could get back to victory lane, that would be that would be awesome. So to be able to come here, especially to Phoenix, which is, I think, one of Matt's favorite tracks as well as mine, we've always performed well here. So to come here and get a win, tops it off, kind of puts a exclamation point on the season for us.
Yeah, you want me to talk about the finish of the race? The finish was awesome. That was the best part of the race. That's all I got.
By the way, he's got one of the best senses of humor. You got to hang around with him a little bit to get it, though. It's pretty dry. Matt deserves this. It's just awesome today seeing him get this. All he's done for us here, the races that he's drove his heart out. Jason said it best this year. Just hadn't, there's times that they've been there, but just hadn't been able to get it. To see him get it for his future and for his great family that he has, just wishing him, man, I hope this does great, great things for him. So it's a thrill for us. The other thing is Circle K and DeWalt. Stanley Black & Decker is the main company there, but DeWalt is on that car. For Circle K, I think it's a new sponsor coming on board, signed on to be with Matt to get this win today. I was just calling the executives in that company, and everybody here knows how important it is to have a great sponsor. I think that sponsorship is going to be terrific going forward, and so it's a thrill for us to have DeWalt on there. Matt has raced earlier when he was with Roush with DeWalt. He comes back and races with them again. So it's a thrill for us. I wish that everybody, I think about JD being home and Coy up here with me. But from our standpoint, I wished everybody back home could have been up here with us to enjoy this because so many people there working on the race cars. But we just all want to say a big thanks to Matt.
All right, we'll open it up to questions for our winning team. We'll start here with Bob, and then we'll work our way around.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Matt, when was the last time you cried before today?
Good posture, Bob. Before today? I wish you would have thrown that last part. I said 20 minutes ago. I don't know. I mean, I try never to let anybody see me cry, but I'm kind of an emotional guy typically, honestly. I just try to hide it well. That's why I was sitting in the back row of the driver's meeting. Back pew at church. Hey, this is Bob's turn. If you could raise your hand, ask for the mic, and say your name and affiliation, we'd really appreciate you to follow the rules. Or we're going to fine you and dock you two rows in here or something. No, I don't know, Bob. I mean, it's been, to be serious, for about 2 minutes. I'll try. It's just been quite a journey, and today was a really special day for me. To know that next week is almost for sure my last week behind the wheel. To be able to, have such a long season and kick it off like this. And a lot of things I don't really understand, but, I probably knew around August that it really wasn't meant for me to be racing anymore at this level, going forward. So, with that, I probably fought it for too long and, kind of looked at different opportunities and thought about doing something different, but then just really, really embraced it. And not many people get to go out in really good cars and win races and have a chance to win a championship. And it's really a blessing to be able to go to work every day and work as hard as you can on it, put everything in it, into it that you got, and finally get one here. We've had a lot of close ones ever since I felt like the snowball was here last fall. We were 10 seconds away from going to the Championship Four and caught that late caution and got wrecked in that restart. And ever since then, just it never feels like it's meant to be, and today it was definitely meant to be. We made it happen today. The guys made it happen on pit road and got me in front of Denny, which was a key moment of the race, and thankfully I was able to get back around Chase there at the end. So it's a pretty special day, hard to describe.
We'll start down here on the front row along the glass. Mike, was it you or Dave?
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Matt, you probably know more about how tires are going to react than most of the Goodyear people. Did you assume?
That was a low blow. Right away, you got to throw that little stab in there.
Did you assume that when Chase got around you that you would have the chance, at least the chance at getting back?
Well, I mean, honestly, the first few, whenever you're leading, you get all them cautions. It drives me crazy. And as you put cycles on, the car will act a little different. But every restart fired off, pretty much the same. And I kind of knew what I wanted to do inside the car and where I wanted things to be set. And for whatever reason, that restart fired off really loose. And I just couldn't hold him off. And honestly, when he cleared me, I had that feeling of dread. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm going to let another one of these get away. We've just had so many close ones get away at the end of these races for a multitude of reasons. So so at that moment, no, but he got in front of me and it tightened my car up, and I was really able to get off turn two really well. And I saw him slip the first time. I was like, he might start coming back. And then he slipped the second time, and I felt a little better about it. And then the third slip he had was a big one. I gained about 3 car lengths, and I kind of started, honestly, got the tingles from head to toe, and I knew it was on, and we were going to have a race. So I felt pretty good when I saw that last one. I was like, I'm at least going to get there, and we're going to have a race.
We'll go here to Dave and then Kathy, and we'll go back to Bob in the front row.
Dave Coleman, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thanks for stopping by. I know you won 39 races now in the series. Daytona was a huge one, and I mean the first one in the Busch Series was big. Is there any way to kind of rank where this one, given all the things, where this one is going to fit?
I've never had a bad one. I mean, I can rank the losses a lot easier than the wins, to be honest with you, because I have way more losses than wins. I've screwed up a lot more of them than I've done right. But certainly just a special day. I mean, it's hard to rank it. I wish Katie and the kids could have been here. It was the only thing that would have made it better. But it was pretty neat, to have a lot of your peers come and congratulate you. And even at the end, to be able to drive by all the fans and could actually hear them yelling over the car and hear them in the window. I mean, it was just a really, really special day for a lot of reasons. It'll probably sink more in, more sink in here in the next couple weeks. But, it's hard to rank them. They don't get much better than that, though.
Kathy Brown pitting outside the box. Congratulations.
That's a penalty, too.
It is. Congratulations on your win today.
Yeah, but it depends.
It depends. Yes, it does.
I'm just kidding. Carry on.
Congratulating you on your win today and our team won today. Go, Pat, go.
They did?
Yes, we did.
Oh, thanks for ruining it. I was going to watch it on TV. How'd they I was going to say, how'd they win? And I remember they were playing the Bears.
That's right.
Jason's a Bears fan.
Expanding on when you got out of the car and you heard the crowd just going wild that you had won the race, did that surprise you in any way?
I don't know. I didn't have any expectations. I just somewhat spontaneous, and I was pretty darn excited. So I was happy to be able to share the experience of getting that win. Obviously, with all the fans here, without the race fans, we can't do it. Without the race fans, buying our sponsors' products and supporting them, we certainly can't be, at the racetrack. So it's they had another sold-out crowd today, which was awesome, and to be able to win it in front of them, and that was really neat.
We'll go to Brendan and then Bob, and then we'll start on the second row.
Matt, Brendan Mark, Charlotte Observer. Congrats again.
Thank you.
You mentioned that a lot of guys were coming up and talking to you and telling you things. What were they saying to you, sort of, as a general theme? And was there anything in particular that any one person said that's kind of sticking with you?
Well, everybody was happy except for Kyle Larson and Jamie McMurray. So I'm flying home with Jamie tonight. And so first thing I do, right, I was like, hey, coach, you got a couple seats in your plane? So I get a ride home. And he says, no. Jamie and Kyle are sitting there waiting on me right now, so I think everybody was, I don't think they were very happy. No, I don't know. Just, yeah, it was really neat. Chase came down, and Ryan Blaney and Kyle Count saw me in the finish line. So it's always neat, you know, when your peers come and congratulate you. It always makes you feel good.
We'll go to Bob, and then we'll come up here to Chris.
Bob McManam at Arizona Republic. Congratulations on the win. I know you need a ride for this to happen should something like that happen to occur, but does today's win make you want to rethink where next year is for you as a driver? Meaning if something does open up, will you consider it?
I mean, it's not that there hasn't been any opportunities and nothing open. It's just nothing really felt right to me. And you know, throughout my, you know, career and my life, really, you kind of, there's certain things that you know is right and things line up and it's just kind of easy. And then there's things that you can fight. And at the end of the day, you know, it just wasn't the right thing. So if anything, it just, you know, reaffirms, you know, my decision to step away next year, honestly. I mean, like I said, there's not a lot of people that get to go out like this. So it was a special day, and I'm looking forward to next week and hopefully trying to race them again one more time.
Go to Chris and then start down the line.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Matt, after the race, Mario Andretti tweeted, "If I had a NASCAR team, you'd be my driver." Will you check social media when you get a chance tonight to see what everybody
Absolutely
said?
Not. I do not check social media. I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot of people that say mean stuff and like to fight on there. So somebody told me anyway. Yeah, that's really neat, but I think he'd probably be crazy to own a race team, right, Coach?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, one thing coaches always told me is the drivers are the ones who got it the best, and I can't really argue with them on that one.
I mean, do you really check? I mean, you don't get social media at all?
No. Not at all. Flip it up. There you go.
Yeah. And 6 of the last 7 races at Homestead, you finished inside the top 10. What's it about that track that suits your driving ability?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, every racetrack starts with having fast race cars. I mean, obviously there's some that you're better at than others. But, you know, when I came to JGR, some of my worst tracks turned into some of my best tracks. I mean, New Hampshire was my worst track. New Hampshire, Martinsville were my worst two tracks in the circuit, and they were probably two of my – New Hampshire was probably the best, and Martinsville was probably in the top 10. You know, so it's funny how it works, just different things work. Texas used to be one of my best tracks, and for whatever reason, when Jason and I went there the first 3 years, we ran terrible. So, I mean, it's hard to figure sometimes, but I feel like, you know, most of it starts with, you know, the race car and how you can communicate to your crew chief and the crew and kind of get that feeling what you're looking for because you always know what that feeling is, what you're looking for, but a lot of times, as Jason can attest to, it's very difficult to get it to how you want it or, you know, get that translation over to try to get that feel.
Go ahead, Dominic.
Dominic Aragon with the RacingExperts.com. So if you win next week at Homestead, you become just the third driver in NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series history to win in their final confirmed start. What would that mean to you?
Well, since this is the first time we've won in about 80 races or something, you know, the odds are we're probably not going to win next week, but I hope we do. We're going to work really hard at it, and hope we can get one more. I love the racetrack. It's one of the best tracks on the circuit. Since they reconfigured it, it puts on a great show, but there's a lot that goes on next week. It's a very hard race to predict what's going to happen, but, you know, I don't see why we won't be competitive when we go down there, and hopefully we'll have a shot at one more.
John Haverland with ESPN Albuquerque. Matt, is there any feeling that, like, oh, damn, like, man, I wish this was still kind of last year, like, not to dampen your mood right now. I know you're happy, but, like, as a competitor, you're always, like, looking for more. Is there any kind of feeling like, man, I wish this were still last year or I'd be going to the Final Four?
Well, I mean, you'd always wish that you're in the four cars at Homestead to have a chance for a championship. We've never quite had that happen, but we've had a few years. We certainly ran good enough to do it, and just circumstances got us last year, you know. But you have three chances every round to get in, and last year we just never quite made it. We had a shot at Martinsville. We ran spectacular at Martinsville, and just the way it worked out at the end, we didn't. It was just kind of weird ending, and didn't work out with an untimely caution. And the same thing here. We had to race one and got a caution when I was going into turn three coming to the white. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
And just one follow up. Last year after the race, you told me that the car that you had last year was the best car you ever had at Phoenix. Does this car match that, or is it better? Just where does it rank compared to last year?
Yeah, Phoenix is a really confusing place for me. So, you know, we can go from being pretty competitive to running really bad. And it's always hard for me to figure out. Jason and I were talking about that yesterday. You know, last fall we had a car that was going to win a race. And this spring I feel like I feel like we ran just horrible. Ended up blowing a tire, I think, and not finishing. And this time we came back, and the first lap of happy hour practice, I knew we had a good car. We had the feel that I wanted, and it turned good, and it kind of did all the things you wanted to do at Phoenix. You know, it was real, real close. It just needed some fine adjustments. So it's a hard place for me to figure out, you know, how to communicate to get, you know, what I want. It's just a real, real finicky track, real, real small window, I feel like.
We'll go in the back to Bob, then we'll go up to the press box, and then to Jim.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. Jason, is this at all as emotional for you as it is for Matt? And do you know what you're doing next year? If you do, can you tell us?
I can't tell you, but I do know. I think you'll know in a few days. It's very emotional. I told someone earlier, we left here last year. It's probably the lowest point in my career, knowing that if we could have just finished the race, obviously won it, we would have been one of the four going to Homestead, and then 365 days later come back and maybe create probably, I would say for sure, the highlight of my career to this point. So it's a very emotional win to be able. We've had the last 5 years have been just spectacular. We've had some really good wins, some great seasons, a lot of highlight reels, but I think this one tops it for sure.
We'll go up to the press box for a question.
Yeah, one question for Matt. First of all, congratulations, Wolfgang Monser, Rennsport Press Agency from Germany. Matt, in case somebody has not asked this question, I would like to ask you, in long-term future, is team ownership an option for you?
I really hate to say this, but I don't understand a word you said except for Matt.
He was asking
team ownership for me.
Team ownership.
No, no possible way. 0% chance.
Front to Jim. We'll come up back.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Matt, I was wondering, it seems the thing that you've had trouble coming to terms with is the fact that you could still, as you proved today, win races and contend for a championship, but you seem to have come to peace with it of late. Did it take a while for that to happen, and was there anything in particular that made you come to kind of accept that?
Well, I mean, I really feel like I got a few years left. I really do. I mean, I feel like I can get it done on the track when we get everything right. I feel like I can win races and run for championships. But with that being said, you have to have the supporting cast. You got to have the cars. You got to have the team. You got to have the sponsor. You got to have the manufacturer. And I got all that where I'm at right now. And there's not an opportunity to continue to race here. And then, I think the next, ride had a couple open cars. That's always been a very competitive team. And they both got filled as well. And I didn't get that opportunity as well. So I think once I got to there and really started weighing out, what do you want? What's important to you? I think I came to terms with it and accepted it and try to embrace what's next. I'm just not, there's a lot of great cars out there. There's a lot of great teams, a lot of great people. But I've been pretty blessed my whole career to be in really good cars with really good people and cars that could win races on any given week. I mean, we went through some years where we couldn't, but most years that in my whole entire career, I've had cars that if we did everything right, we could win. And, I've been racing long enough where I don't want to do anything else except for that. So if I can't be in a situation that feels right and feels like I can go out and win races and contend for a championship, I'd rather not do it.
We'll go to Lee.
Spencer Motorsport.com. Congratulations, champ.
Thank you.
Wisconsin, the upper Midwest, it's such a rich area for short track racing. You think just for giggles, if you don't do anything here, you'll put together a late model car and have some fun?
I don't know. I don't have any plans right now except for to try to go race some hard next week, try to get another win, get through the banquet and Thanksgiving time. Have another baby and kind of catch my breath and see what's going on.
Do we have any final questions for a race winner? Up here to Dave.
Jason, how much did you guys tweak on the car throughout the race?
What's that? Matt said it's a secret. I can't tell you. Occasionally, over the last 5 years, we'll have a Saturday practice like the one we had yesterday where Matt comes in. He never uses the word perfect, but occasionally he'll say, man, okay, thanks. Man, the entry's pretty good. It turns pretty good. The exit, he almost said perfect yesterday. Occasionally you'll get one of those. So I knew when we left here last night, we came in this morning, we didn't do anything really to speak of. And throughout the race, the pit box was, I mean, we were pretty much spectators. We didn't do much. The pit crew did a great job all day. We adjusted on air pressure a little bit, put a quarter round in the right rear twice. And that was about it. It's a good car, start to finish.
We'll wrap up with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Matt, I hate to pick apart your words, but when you listen to what you said here tonight, don't.
Well, if you hate to, I mean, I hate to have
but
you do something.
You said you want to compete for championships. You said at this level. Is there a possibility that we'll see you in Xfinity or trucks or something like that competing for a championship down there?
I would say probably not. I mean, you never say never. You never know what the future brings. I mean, we had a whole year-long retirement tour for Jeff, and he started racing early. Oh, boy. They might have broke some of Coach's rules.
Must have went through the LIS. Yeah.
When it goes through the LIS, this is what crew guys look like. Just in time, too. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'll miss most of you.